This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the downsides of having children is the amount of extra housework that they generate. You know, there's more washing, more cooking, more mess to clean up. So how can parents get children to shoulder more of the load? And how much housework can we realistically expect kids to be able to do? Dr. Justin Colson is the father of five girls, a parenting author, and the founder of happyfamilies.com.au. He's going to share some ideas on how we can encourage kids to do more housework without becoming slave drivers, as they might accuse us of being. Hi, Dr. Justin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What age do you reckon we can expect kids to start really helping out around the house?
Kids, from the time they're little, generally actually show a real interest in helping out. Toddlers love to help mum or dad in the kitchen or out in the yard. They love to pick up some sort of tool or pick up the tea towel and start to get involved with the washing up or, you know, some raking of leaves. Kids actually really enjoy doing chores until they get old enough to realise that they're chores and that they have to be done all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I could say to my two-year-old, go and take these pyjamas and put them in your bed, and she'd just go and do it without asking because she's just glad to be asked. But
and they love to help. They really love to help.
That's true. But do you think children should have set tasks that they complete every day so that they know exactly what's expected of them? Or should they just be asked to sort of join in whenever help is needed?
Well, I think that the answer to that is it depends, and maybe even both. Mm. And I'll explain what I mean. Children do really well with predictability, and they do very well with systems. They like to know what's expected, and they like to be able to do that. Sometimes they don't actually enjoy the process so much, but predictability is good for their security and for their understanding of how the world works. So it's great if we can actually create some sort of a system as our children get older so that they know that each morning they're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. Maybe it's making their bed or folding their pajamas or unpacking or packing a school bag, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And obviously as they get older, the quantity of tasks can increase and the complexity of the tasks can also increase. The younger they are, the simpler we need to keep it and the lower our expectations need to be. And as they get older, we can slowly but surely increase the number of tasks, the complexity, and also the expectation of quality.
Do you think it's good to actually have those things sort of written down somewhere or to come to some sort of formal agreement that, okay, every day before you go to school, you must, you know, like you said, put your pyjamas under your pillow, put your lunchbox in your bag and whatever, make your bed. Is it good to have almost as a written agreement?
Yeah, it's great to have the prompts. You know, also there are all sorts of chore charts and checklists and those things just help to keep us focused. I mean, kids get distracted. You know, you can ask them to go to their bedroom to do one thing, and 20 minutes later, they're in the backyard doing something entirely different because they just get so easily distracted, as we all probably do. But to answer the second part of your question, in addition to having those set tasks, I think it's also really important that the kids understand that that's not the only thing they're expected to do in our home. We all contribute to the mess. We all contribute to a variety of issues that need to be cleaned up or fixed up or, you know, chores that need to be done in the home. And so we all should be contributing to all of the tasks in one way or another at some point.
And do you think kids should be paid pocket money for doing their chores, or does that just make them look for rewards all the time?
Yeah, my typical response is no. Keep pocket money separate. I think that pocket money is given to children to teach them about budgeting and finances, to teach them how to be economically responsible. Conversely, I see chores as part of being in the family. And once we start paying kids for doing some chores, every time we ask them to do a task, they might say, well, you know, what's in it for me? Mm. And I don't think that that's a healthy attitude. We want the kids to complete their tasks because that's just part of being in the family.
Yeah, it's like a contribution that they're making.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
We contribute a lot to them and they shouldn't be paid for making their bed.
What about the fact that, okay, all of us, okay, I'm speaking personally from my own feelings here, but I don't really like doing housework and a lot of people don't.
Really?
So how can we motivate children to do a job that even we might not want to do, like, say, cleaning or putting away clothes? Boring.
Yeah. Look, it's not fun and it's not something that we can be particularly motivated to do unless you're a little bit like me and can't stand the mess and you just love that clean feeling. Mm. The motivation to do mundane tasks is typically going to be low, and there's not a great deal that we can do except be encouraging and let people know that there are lots of things that we have to do in life that we don't necessarily want to do, but they're still important. I mean, how motivated are you to brush your teeth? How motivated are you to, you know, there's a range of things that aren't motivating, but we do them because they're good to do and they're the right thing to do.
Like doing your tax, really.
Yeah, it's just got to be done, and it's a fact of life, and having a clean and tidy house is just part of life, and you know, if you make a mess, you clean it up. I will add just one more quick thing, though, and that's this. While it's really important to have checklists and everybody should be contributing to chores, we should also be flexible. You know, it's exam time for HSC students. They're studying, they're stressed out, there's all sorts of stuff happening for them over the next few weeks. So it's probably worth laying off on the chores for them for a little while, so long as they're using their time wisely in other areas. If somebody's really tired, if it's late at night, if they've woken up grumpy, sometimes it's okay to be flexible and say, you know what, why don't you just have an easy one today? I can look after those chores.
Oh, yeah, that's good, isn't it? And that's just another way of kind of caring for your child, isn't it, and showing them that you love them.
Is to say. And I'm not suggesting we should be a soft touch. I'm not saying that they should get away with it whenever they're feeling a bit lousy. No, they still need to do their chores. But from time to time, we need to be flexible and recognise that everybody has off days. And some days, maybe it's nighttime, some nights it's easier just to say, you know what, kids, forget it. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to have pizza and watch a movie. Let's just have a night off.
Yeah, that's good advice. Thanks for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Katrina. Thanks.
Yeah, that's Dr. Justin Colson, the father of five girls, a parenting author, and the founder of happyfamilies.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.